Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ayin Zayin. The sugya over here discusses the dinim of a cholol and a chalolo. I'll try to summarize all of the different possible ways that someone can become a cholol or a chalolo. In Parshas Emor, where the dinim of Kehanim are discussed, so the pasuk says, V'leichal Zari Ba'amov Ki Ani Hashem Mekadshoy. From this pasuk we learn that if a Kohen Hedit or a Kohen Gadol is bo'an an Isha who he's puzzled to because of his din kahuna, that will be mechalal the children. This pasuk is actually written in the parasha of the Kohen Gadol. However, as the Gemara learns over here in Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara learns Kohen Hedit from Kohen Gadol, both of them it says the word Zaino, and we learn Makan Zari Chulin Afla Halon Zari Chulin. So this is one way that a cholol can be born, a cholol or a chalolo. As the Gemara over here says, there's no difference between a son or a daughter. The pasuk says Zaroi, which includes both Zecharim and Nekevais. However, the Gemara does make a drasha to be mechayv between Zecharim and Nekevais. From now, what the pasuk says Leichal Zari Ba'amov, we learn that from now, which it says Leitami Ba'al Ba'amov, Mal Alon Zecharim V'Lei Nekevais Afkan Zecharim V'Lei Nekevais. And the Gemara explains what this means to say is that the son who's born from Amon El Kain Gadol or Grusha to Kain Hedyet, so he gets a din of a chalol, and will makash him to his father. The same, his father's children are chalolim, so to his children, the son's children will also be chalolim, whether there's Zecharim or Nekevais. However, a Nekeva who's born, she does not have this drasha to say that the same way her father passed on her, she's hukash to her father and she should also pass on her children. This we learn from the drasha, Ma'al Alon Zecharim V'lein Nekevais, Afkan Zecharim V'lein Nekevais, that a Chalol does not pass on her children. Now another way that someone could become a Chalola is, as the Gemara says, Behemshech, Tanu Rabbanu Lo Yichal Zaroi, Ina Lo Zaroi, He Aspei Minayin. Rashi explains if Amona is Nisus to a Kohen Gadol, so when she was only in Amona, she was still mother to a Kohen Hedit. How do we know that now that she's Nisus Be'isr to the Kohen Gadol, now she gets a din of a chalola and she becomes usher to a Kohen Hedit? So originally the Gemara wanted to bring a Kavachimer. The Maskana of the Gemara dashes is from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says Lo Yichalol, but it could be read Lo Yichulol, Zesh HaYekosher V'Nischalol. The Pasuk is not only referring to the children who are chalolim already from birth, it's also referring to someone who was originally kosher, and now she's Nischalol. That's why we know that Almana who's Nisus to a Kohen Gadol Be'isr, she gets a din of a chalola. So we now have three different ways that a person can become either a chalol or a chalola. The first way is if they're a child of Amon L'Kain Gadol or Gusha L'Kain Hedyet, they get a din of either a chalol or a chalola. The second way is if their father is a chalol, regardless of who their mother is, whether she's a Kehenis or a Yisraelis, the din is that the child is a chalol just like the father. As the Gemara learns, Makir Zari Loy, so even though in that marriage there was no Isser involved, it's not also for a chalol to marry a Yisraelis or a Kehenis, there's no Isser in that Nisuin, still the din is that his son gets a din of a chalol, because of the Hekesh, just like his father was Mechalal's children, so does he. And the third way to get a din chalolos is if a woman is nivela to a kain be'isr, for example, a man who's nivela to a kain gadol, she gets a din of a chalol. This is learned out of the pasuk lo yichalol. We read it lo yichulol zesh hayikosher v'nischalol. Now there is possibly another way, a fourth way, how one can get a din of chalolos. We discussed this earlier on Daf Ayin Hey. The brayse at the bottom of Ayin Daru Amud Beis brought ben teisha shonav yemechot ger amoni moyavi. Mitzri v'adoimi kusi nesin cholol u'mamzer shebo ala kehenes ala alvi of albas Yisrael pasluo. The Gemara over there brings three shutei tanoim, but we mentioned over there that the Gemara Yevamos learns this out of a pasuk bas kain kisiel lishzar, and we darshin kivet shenivla l'pasul apasla, and we discussed over there three possible tzadim. What iser is there l'maisa for a kain to be boil a woman who already previously was nifsal because she had a bias pasul? What iser is there l'maisa on the kain? One side was to say that it's an Isra of a Zayna. This is the street of the Rambam. The Rambam says that once she's Nivla to someone who she's Pasul, she gets a din of a Zayna. And if a Kain afterwards lives with her, he's over on the Lav, Isha Zayna v'chalol lo yikachu. A second side to say was that this is a new Isra, which is learned from this Pasul, Kisiel Ishzar, Kivan Shenivla l'Pasul, Pasul. It's not an Isra of Zayna, it's not an Isra of Chalol, rather it's a new Isra. And a third side was to say that this is really included in the Isra of Chalol. We mentioned over there that the Marsha brings the Tais over here in Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, Tais in Dibur Maschal V'chitema, which is a Tais of Yishonim. The Mashmois of this Tais is that the Psol which is Chal on her is a Psol of Chalala. Tais over here is referring to that which the Gemara is trying to learn. He asked Maminayin, how do we know that the Hamana, who is Nivla to the Kain Gadol B'Isser, that she becomes a Chalala? First, the Gemara wanted to learn that from a Kal V'chimer, Ma'azoy Shal Yover Aveir Mischal, he asked me Shal Yover Aveir, and Ein Adin Shem Mischaleles. B'Hemshach, the Gemara says, there's a Perch on this Kal V'chimer, Malazar she can yitzirasei ba'aveira. Therefore, because of this perch, the Gemara says you have to darshan from the pasuk of lo yichalel zesha yekosher v'nischalel. And the Tesis Shana over here asks Akasha, why doesn't the Gemara say nivla l'pasul lo yichiyach? On this percha, the Malal Zayin Shekein Yirtzirasei Ba'Aveira, Gemara is asking that maybe we only find Chalolos by a child who was born through the Aveira, but if she herself, she was over the Aveira, but she wasn't born from this Aveira, how do we know that she becomes Pasul? So Taisa says, the Gemara should have answered a Yechiyach, a proof from somewhere else, where we find a woman was Nivla Be'Isra, and through that Be'ah she becomes Pasul, even though she's not Yirtzirasei Ba'Aveira. From this din, which we learn from the Pasuk, Yisi El Yishzar, Kivan Shenivla La'Pasula, Pasla. Taisa says that we should have used that as a Yechiyach, meaning we would make it Tzara Shoveh. Now which we know that the children born from this Amman L'Kayin Godel, they get a din of Chalolim, and we also know the din of Kisi V'Lish Zar, that there also she becomes Pasul. From the two of them together, we should also be able to learn that the Amman L'Kayin Godel, she also gets a din of a Chalolah. Now the Mashal over here, on this Taisus, he points out, firstly he says, why is it that Amman L'Kayin Godel itself is not learned from that Pasuk of Kisi V'Lish Zar? Amman L'Kayin Godel is also a Bias Isser. So he explains, because the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samach Tes says, that this Pasuk of Kisi V'Lish Zar, which means that a person who's pasul to her, passels her with the bia, that's only someone who's zar etzlamei kara. He was always usher to her all along. In other words, like a mamzer, or a maini and mayavi, these people from their birth, they're already usher to her. Mashenkin the Gemara says, legabi machzer grushasay, that's not included in this din, because originally this woman was mutter to him, only after he married her and then divorced her, she became usher. So Mashal says here as well, as far as Amman L'Kayin Gadol, this is not considered a case of zar etzlamei kara. She was not usher to him all along, only once she became an almana, or only once he became the Kohen Gadol. Akupam, then the Mashal continues and he says that from this Taisus is Muchach, that Taisus holds which psal is Chal on this woman who is Nivla to Apostle, in all those cases in the Brisa and Dafayin Dalid, Amoni, Moyavi, Mamzer, in all those cases, which psal is Chal on her, Akar Taisus understanding that it's the psal Chalala, that's why Taisus wanted to say we should make it Tzara Shoveh for the two of them, the children who get a din of Chalalim, and the Nivla to Apostle gets a din of Chalala, so to the Amon the Kohen Gadol, she also should get a din of Chalala. If we would say that in that braisa, the psal which is chal on her is not a psal chalala, rather a psal zayna or a different psal, a new din of kisiya lishzar, then how would it be possible to make it tzara shoveh to learn that almana l'kayin gadol should get a din of chalala, and now it should nivla to a psal becomes psal, if the psal in that case is not a psal of chalala? This is the Mashal's raya that Tosfos understood that what's chal on her l'maisa is a psal chalala. L'maisa, the Mashal asks on this, that the Gemara clearly says in Nayin Zayin Omid Beis, ein chalala elo miyisr kuhuna, so this title would be difficult to understand. Rakapam, there is such a tzad, one can also become a chalala if she's nivla to someone that she was pasul to. Now, even if we assume like the Pashas, that in these cases she does not become a chalala, either she gets a din of a zayna or a new iser, however, one of the cases listed in the Brais over there in Dafayin Dalid Amud Beis is the case of a chalal, who was Baal Kohenes Levi of Yisraelis. Now, a chalal is different than the rest of those listed over there. The rest all involve an iser in the bia, like an amaini or mayavi or mamzer. All those cases, there is an iser in the bia. Therefore, the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samaches Darshans on these cases, Kisiya Lish Zar, we're calling him Bazar because this Bia was Be'isser, so the Gemara Darshans that she becomes Pasul through this Bia. However, by the case of Chol, which is not involved in Isser, the Gemara over there in Yevamos Daf Samaches tells us it really does not belong together with the other ones in the list, and it's learned out of a different Joshua. The Gemara brings a Joshua, Makish Zari Loi Mahu Poisel Av Zari Namai Poisel, the same way the father, the Kohen Gadol who lived with the Amono, or the Kohen Hedid who lived with the Grusha, he passeled her, the nevelas, he made her into a chalala, so to the son, who has a din of a chal, he also passels his wife. This is similar to the drasha that the Gemara makes over here by us, mahu bitei psula, af benoi bitei psula, the same way the father passels his children, the son also passels his children. The Gemara over there makes that same drasha to tell us that the son also passels his wife, just like the father does. Now which psula is chal on the wife? The pashas will be that the same way he's a chalala and he passels his wife, she also gets the din of a chalala. If so, this would be another example how chalolos can be chal. This is not a case of a child who's born from a model kain gadol, and it's not a child who's born from a chol either. It's also not a woman who is nevelas be'isser, like an almana who's nevelas to a kain gadol, where she gets a din of a chalala. Here was beheter. In other words, the son who has a din of a chol, he's allowed to marry a bas yisrael. He's even allowed to marry a kohenes. Now, here's ruk shariously nasi lo psulim. It's still a din is that with the bia, he makes her into a chalala because of the hekish makish zari loy mahu poisel av zari nami poisel. And this will be the Pashtus, and this is the sheet of Tosfos on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ramaschov Harei, as well as the Rashba over there, and most Rishonim, they hold the din that she gets on her when she's Nifsal, because she lived with a Chalol, what's Chal on her is the Shem Chalala. However, the sheet of the Ramam is different. The Ramam over here on Er Mishnah, in Pirish Mishnais, he discusses at length Dine Chalolos, and he says clearly that if one is Nivla to a Chalol, she becomes possible not Midin Chalol, rather Midin Zayna. This is the sheet of the Ramam as well in Yad Chazoko. In Perek Yud Ches Sochus Esur Bi Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is mavur that a nevelas to a chalol gets a din of a zayna, not a din of a chalala. Ram Hemshach over there explains what gives one the shame of a Zayna. He says it's not tolling the fact that it's a Bias Isser, and his raya is from this itself, that a Bia of a Chol does not involve an Isser, it's still a dinner that she becomes a Zayna. And Ram over there explains in Halacha Hey, Ein Adavar Tolli Ela B'Pegima. What makes her a Zayna is if she had a Bia which is considered a Pegam in her, and Ram says, Pia Shmua Lamandu, She'ein Peguma Ela Mi'odam Ha'Oser La. She could get a din of a peguma one of two ways, either if it was a person who was usher to her, oy mi chalol, living with a chalol is also a form of a peguma, even though there is no isser involved. The Rambam over here in Pirush Mishnayos explains why he didn't want to learn that what's chal on her is a psul of chalola. The Rambam says because for the psul chalol to be chal, for that it would have to be a bias isser. Only a bias isser kahuna, a bi which was usher because of a din kahuna, like a kain hedit who was bought on a grusha or a zayna, or a kain gadol on a amana, that's a bias isser because of a din kahuna. That could give someone a din of a chalala. But shenkin a bias heter, the Rambam says, that cannot possibly make her into a chalala. This is the reason why the Rambam did not want to learn that the psal was chal on her when she's nivela to a chalala is the psal chalala. Rather, as the Rambam says, it's the psal of a zayna. Rakapan, according to this sheet of the Rambam, there is no fourth example how one can become a chalala. According to other Rishonim, this is another example. One who's nivela to a chalala also gets a din of a chalala. According to the sheet of the Rambam, she gets a din of a zayna and not a chalala. Now, mention an important kash over here. The Gemara had a half minute to say that this hekesh, the hekesh of Loichal Zarei, from the Yitam of Baba Amov, that Malahalon Zacharim Vlein Akevis, Afkan Zacharim Vlein Akevis, the Gemara asked, El Meato Bitoy Shal Kohen Gadol Tishtri. We should use this hekesh to say that even the direct daughter of the Kohen Gadol, not only the granddaughter, but even the daughter as well, should not get a din of a chalala. On this Gemara answer, Loichal Zarei, the Pasuk doesn't say Benoy, it says Zarei, which would include even a daughter. Now, the Marit over here asks a kash, according to the half minute of the Gemara, even Bitei Shal Kohen Gadol will not get a din of a chalala, so how would we understand the pasuk which says, Isha Zayin v'chalala lo yikachu? How is it Shaykh B'chal to have a chalala, which the Torah says is Asr Belav to a Kohen, how would this chalala come about? So the Pnei Yeshua brings this kasha, and he says, Akarach, you have to say, the only way we would have a chalala is, as Gemara says B'Hamshech, that if the Kohen Gadol lives with the Amana, he makes the Amana herself into a chalala, or if a Kohen Hedda lives with a Grusha, he makes her into a chalala, as the Gemara Darshins, that's the only way we would have a chalala. Now, just add that even though the Gemara later on says that this is an example of a chalala which is not ikri medivrei Torah, rather you need divrei seifim to be mefarishet, it's not mefurish in the pasuk. The only way a chalala which is mefurish in the pasuk is a child which is born from psulei kahuna. Echam, we pointed the happening of the Gemara at this point that a child from a manul kain gadol will not get a din of a chalala. Yet we still find the pasuk says isha zayin v'chalala lo yikachu, that there is a concept of a chalala. At this point of the Gemara, it should be considered something which is mefurish in the pasuk, because we have no other way of understanding what is the Torah referring to when it says chalala. Now, mention another kash over here, which the Pnei Yeshua asks. The Gemara over here says, "Minohani mili, how does the Mishnah know to be mechalik between a bas chalal zachar and a bas chalala?" The Gemara has to bring a hekesh to explain this. Malalon zacharim v'leina kevis, afkan zacharim v'leina kevis. And the Pnei Yeshua asks that the Mishnah on daf samach vavam and beis tells us the klal, kol mokam shiyesh kedushin ve'ein haveiro, havlad hoylech achar hazochar. If it's yesh kedushin ve'yesh haveiro, then the Mishnah says havlad hoylech achar hapogum. But our case is a case of yesh kedushin ve'ein haveiro. There's no iser for a chalal to marry a bas Yisrael, or for a chalala to marry a Yisrael. This is a case of yesh kedushin ve'ein haveiro, which the Mishnah says havlad hoylech achar hazochar. So why does the Gemara over here have to bring a different mekar to be mechag between zacharim and nekevais? Well, we use this cloud that the child goes after the father. Therefore, if the father is a chalal, then the child is a chalal as well. If the mother is a chalal, but the father is a kosher, then it should be that the child is kosher as well. And the truth is, the Gemara already on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph asks, now which the Mishnah says this cloud, Kol Mokam Sheish Kedushin Ve'ein Aveiro Havlad Hoylech Achar Azachar. The Mishnah continues over there and says, Ve'eze Zu, what is this referring to? Zu Kehenis Levi V'Yisraelis Shenusu L'Kayin Levi V'Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah only say those cases? There's more cases. What case should it have said? It should have said, Cholo Shenosa Bas Yisrael. That's another example, which is Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera and Avlad Hoylech Acher HaZachar. And this thing one has to answer over there, Holy Kashukirb Dustai Ben Yehuda, like Amar brings an Ersig of a Hemshuch, the mission over there has to be going like Reb Dustai Ben Yehuda, who holds Ben Reis Yisrael Mikvah Tayr L'Chalolim. In this case, we will not say that the child is possible like the father. So you see from that Gemara that really our case should be included in the Mishnah. The only reason the Mishnah does not include it is because the Mishnah goes like Reb Dustai, but if you hold not like Reb Dustai, right, like the Tan of our Mishnah, that Cholosh Nosa Bas Yisrael B'Tei P'sula L'Kuhuna, then really it would be included in the cloud of that Mishnah. So this is the Kashuv of the Pnei Yeshua. How could the Gemara ask Minohani Mili? So the Pnei Yeshua says two Tzirutzim. Firstly, he says, since B'Hemshach the Gemara brings the Drosha, Makish Zari Loi Mahu B'Tei P'sula, Af B'Noi B'Tei P'sula, Therefore, the Gemara would not have made this hekesh to tell us dafka zecharim v'lein nekevos. We would have explained the pesukim bar kepshutam when it says loyichal zari. Zari includes both zecharim and nekevos. Both of them are neschal through the father, and they in turn are mechal their children because of this hekesh makish zari loy. Meaning, since zari includes both sons and daughters, both of them have this din that the same way they became pasul from their father, their children become pasul from them as well. In other words, here there would be a gzeiras hakasav that this is different than the regular klal. Here the Torah is telling us that even a daughter, the chalolo, will also pasul her children, meaning to say even if she marries a regular Yisrael, the din is that her children will be pasul. Akarcha, the Torah is telling us that here we would not go baser the father, we would go baser the mother. Only now that we have this limud, mal halon zechar v'lein akevis, afkan zechar v'lein akevis, that tells us that this din, that the zera also passes their children, that only applies by zechar v'lein akevis, the chalolo will not pasul her children. Yeshua then says a second teretz. He says, even though the Mishnah does say this klal, Kamakam Sheesh Kedushin Ve'ena Veira Havlat Hoylach Acher Azachar, but according to the Havmin of the Gemara, if we would not have had this Hekish, Mal Alon Zacharim V'Leina Keves, Afkan Zacharim V'Leina Keves, we would have said that klal of the Mishnah is only true when the father and the mother were both Ksherim Legamri, they don't have any Pigam. In other words, if the father is a Kayin and the mother is a Yisraelis, so the Mishnah is telling us that the child is Nesachas after the father and not after the mother. I think in the case where one of them have a Pigam, so even if it's not a pagam which will aser the marriage, it won't be a case where the kedushin has an avera, but still since one of the parents have the pagam, then will be that pagam goes over to the children. Only after Agamar learns from Mehekesh that Zacharim v'lein nekeves, the pagam does not go over from the mother to the child, now already the Mishnah could say as the klal, kamakam sheyesh kedushin ve'ein avera havlan hoylech acher azachar, now the Mishnah could include even cases where one of the parents do have a pagam. Still there is that havlan hoylech acher azachar, as long as it's a case of ein avera, there is no avera involved in the marriage. Now from this Pnei Yeshua, we see that he understood the lemaisa lemaskanas ha-sugyo, the din which is discussed in Er Gemara, which is learned from a hekesh, that only a cholol passes their children and a cholol does not pass her children. The lemaisa really does fit with the klal which the Mishnah says in Samach Vavim and Beis, kamakam sheyesh kedushin ve'ein avera havlad hoylech achar ha-zochar. Esrigan really does fit into that klal. However, as we'll see, the chedusha Reb Chaim HaLevi, he understands that these are two totally separate sugyos. What Agamar is discussing is not the same which the Mishnah is discussing over there. Reb Chaim is coming to answer a Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Yotes, Sochus Esurubi, Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam says like this, Kehanim v'levim v'yisraelim mutarim lovei zeh b'zeh, v'avlad hoylech achar hazachar. In other words, the child is always nisyachas after the father, not after the mother. The Rambam then continues and he says, Levim v'yisraelim v'chalolim mutarim lovei zeh b'zeh, Levim v'yisraelim v'chalolim can marry within each other, v'avlad hoylech achar hazachar. Here again, the child is nisachas after the father, not the mother. And the Ram continues, and he says, "Shenemar vayisyaldu al mishpachosam lebeis avosam, beis oviv hi mishpachtoi ve'in beis imay mishpachtoi." The Ram over here is coming to discuss that a child is always nisachas after the father. If the father is a kayin and the mother is a yisraelis, the child gets the din of the father. If the father is a levi, the son is also a levi. And the Ram puts together with this the din of Er Gemara that if the father is a chol and the mother is a bas yisrael, the children get a din of chalolim. And the chayr included in this would also be if the mother is a chalala and the father is a Yisrael, then the daughter does not get a din of a chalala. Rather, it's nisachas after the father, as we see in Er Sugya. However, the Rambam brings a whole different makar to this din. He brings the pasuk of Yisadu al mishpachosim lebeis avosam, which is the pasuk how we know that a son is always nisachas after the father, like whether he's a kohen, a levi, or a Yisrael. And the Rambam is putting together with this the din of Er Sugya, despite the fact that Agmar brings a whole different drasha. Agmar has the dashin from the pasuk of Leitam Baal Ba'am of Mal Halon Zecharim V'Leina Keves, Afkan Zecharim V'Leina Keves. The Ram brings a whole different drasha, the pasuk of Vayisyadu al Mishpachosam Lebeis Avosam, that a child is always Nisachas after the father. So Reb Chaim has two Mahalchim how to answer this kasha on the Rambam. Both of them are important, you say this in the Sugyo, and we'll discuss both Mahalchim. The first Mahalch that Reb Chaim says is that there really are two possible ways how the son could get a din of a cholol because of the fact that his father was a cholol. One way is that the bia itself is what passes the child. Just like that we find that a bia could passel the wife, the neveles, like when Amar l'kain gadol, she gets a din chalala because of the bia of the husband. This is learned from the pasuk of Layichal, which includes both the zera as well as she herself, Zeshaya Kosher v'Neschalal. Both of them are learned from the pasuk of Layichal. So just like her din chalala is because of the bia which passeled her, so we can understand that's also what's passeling the zera. This bia of the father is what's machal the children, just like it's machal the neveles. Now this din that the bia passels is not only on the kohen gadol who lived with the almano, it's also on his child as well. As we saw, the Gemara Yevamah says, "Mahu poisul b'biyosai av zari nami poisul b'biyosai." The son who's a chol also has that din that he passels his wife. Therefore, we can also say, as far as that which he passels his children, which is also learned from the same Hekesh as we see in Ersugya, Makesh Zari Loi Mahu Bitoi Psula, Afanei Bitoi Psula, so this could be with the same din, that he passels his children with his Bia, just like his father's Bia made his children to his Chalolim, the son's Bia as well makes his children to Chalolim also. So this is one way how the son of the Chalol could get a din of a Chalol as well, because the Bia of his father passels him, the same way the Bia of the Kohen Gadol passeled his son. However, Reb Chaim says there is a second din, and that is, it's shayach for a child to become a Chalol from the father, just because that he's Nesiachis after the father, the same way if the father's a Kohen, the son gets a din of a Kohen, if the father's a Levi, the son gets a din of a Levi, so too if the father's a Chalol, the son can get a din of a Chalol. In other words, because of the status which he inherits from his father, even without that the Bia itself passels the child. And Chaim explains that this second din is that which the Gemara is referring to when the Gemara asks in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We mentioned this previously. The Gemara asks, why doesn't the Mishnah, which tells us, the Mishnah gives examples, why doesn't the Mishnah mention this example, that if the father is a Chol and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, the child will be a Chol like the father? And Chaim was bothered, what does the Gemara mean to ask? The Mishnah is telling us a klal, the yichus of a mishpacha goes after the father, not after the mother. As the Mishnah tells us, the din of a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael, the child is nesachas after the father, not after the mother. Why is the Gemara comparing this to the din that a chol who's baal bas Yisrael, the child gets a din of a cholol? That which the child gets a din of a cholol is because the bia passeled him, just like the bia of a cholol passels his wife, so to the bia of a cholol passels the child. This is not the pshat because he's nesachas after the father, rather it's because the bia passels the child. From here, Chaim proves that there is a second din, that besides that which the Bia passels, there's also a din that the yichus of a child goes after the father. If the father is a chol, the child will also be a cholol. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Why doesn't it mention this in the Mishnah? Here's another example of Kamakam Shesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveir Havlad Hoylach Achar HaZachar. Bakapana, where does this din come from, that a child is in Siachas after the father? That's as the Rambam writes over here, that L'mishnah B'chosim L'beis HaVoysim tells us that the lineage of a child goes from the father. However, Chaim explains, as far as the first din, that which the Cholol passels his son through the Bia, on that it would not be shaykh to bring this pasuk of the Mishpachos from the Beis HaVoysom. This is the pasuk that just tells us how lineage works, that a son is always nisachas after the father, but when we're coming to discuss a different inyan, where the Bia of the father could passel the child, on that it would not be shaykh to bring this pasuk. And as we've seen in Ersuya, that the truth is, even the mother, when she's a Cholol, there would have been a tzad to say that when she's nivelas, that also should passel her child. In other words, she should have that same din, the same way a Cholol passels Bibiyah, his child, a Cholol also could passel her child through the Bia. Because since the pasuk says, Le'ichalal Zaray, and Zaray, as the Gemara explains, includes both the Zacharim and the Keves, both of them are Neschalal, if they're born from the Amon El Kain Gadol. Since, as we see, that Makesh Zaray Loi, the same way he passels his children, and his Zera also passels their children, we would have said that that refers to the Nekeves as well. A Cholol will also passel her children when she's Niveles, even if she's Niveles to a Kosher. So this was the Havmin of Ersugya, that Yisrael should not say Chalala, maybe their child should be Pasal. For this it would not help the Josh of the Mishpachosim al-Beis HaVoysim, Reb Chaim explains. Even if this child's father is Kosher and the mother is a Chalala, still there will be a tzad to say that the child gets a din of a Chalala, because of this Pasuk that says, Makesh Zari Loi, the Zera also have a din that they Pasal the next generation. That's why Agma has to bring a different Joshua to learn that the whole din of Makesh Zari Loi, that the Zera also Pasal their children, that's only Zacharim and not Nekeves. However, since there is another din, that the status of a child is dependent on the father, so even if we know already, we know this Joshua, that a Chalal does not pass on her children Babiya, still the Ram has to tell us that if there's a child who's born, one of his parents are a Chalal, the other one is a Kosher, so the Yichus gets passed down from the father, not from the mother. Therefore, if the father is Kosher, even if the mother is a Chalal, then the child will remain Kosher. This is what the Ram means over here. He puts this together with the din, that what's Kaveh, whether a child is a Kain, a Levi, or Yisrael, is dependent on the father, not the mother. So too, whether a child is a cholol is also dependent on the father and not the mother. So in other words, what Reb Chaim is saying is, that even though the Rambam brings a different pasuk from that which our Gemara brings, you need both psukim, because there are two possible ways that the child could get the din of cholos. Now it comes out, according to Reb Chaim, is that if the father is a cholol and the mother is a ksheira, then the child is possible for two reasons. Firstly, because of the bias psul, makash zari lo yimahu poisul b'biyosai, av zari nami poisul b'biyosai, and secondly, as the Rambam says, the yichus of a child is dependent on the father, so if the father is a chol, the child will also get a din of a cholol. However, according to this, we have to understand, where is the pshat in the sheet of Reb Dustoy ben Yehuda? He also said, even if the father is a chol and the mother is a ksheira, the child is also kosher. So anyhow, we can understand that he argues on the din that the bia of the father passels the child. However, what is the pshat? Why is he not masking that the yichus of the child should be dependent on the father because of the din of the mishpachos from the Beis HaVoysim? So the chayyav pshat would be that Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda holds, since he dashens from a pasuk leichal zari ba'amov, he dashens ba'am echad hudu meichel b'shnei amamim einoy meichel. This is exeris akasul, which tells us that if only one of the parents is a cholol, the child does not get a din of a cholol. According to Rabbi Chaim, he's really learning two dinim from this pasuk. Firstly, that the bia of one of the parents who's a cholol does not passel the child. And secondly, we're also learning from this exeris akasul that this case is an exception to the regular rule of the mishmachaisim lebeis avaisim, that a child is always nisachas after the father. Here the Torah is telling us that if one of the parents is a cholol and the other one is kosher, so regardless which is the father, which is the mother, either way, the child will always be nisiachist after the one that's kosher. Akar, this is how we're going to have to explain the sheet of Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda according to this mahalach of Rabbi Chaim. There is, however, a different kasha on this Rabbi Chaim, which the Chaznish asks in his Galyonis on the Chiddush Rabbi Chaim Malevi. And as according to Rabbi Chaim, why do we have to make the hekish mahu bitay psula af benay bitay psula? And once we have the hekish, then really we need the Gzeir Shavah to tell us mal halon zecharim v'leina keveis af kan zecharim v'leina keveis. We could have left out both the Hekish and the Gzeir Shava. We would have just had the pasuk that tells us Leichal Zari, that the Kaigol passels his children, and Zari would include both the Zecharim and the Kevais. And Mamela, we would also know that the Cholol's children get a din of a Cholol because they're Nisachas after the father. Mashenkin, the daughter, she was Niftal, she got a din of a Cholola, but her children will not become Pasel, because if she marries a Kosher, then the children will be Nisachas after their father, they will not get the Psul from their mother. This is the Kasha that the Chaznish asks on Rav Chaim, and the Chayyim, this seems to be a very strong Kasha. Either way, Rav Chaim then goes on and he brings another mahalach, which also is a very important yisayid in the sugya. And that is that even if you'll say not like the first mahalach, rather from the drasha that the Gemara brings over here, malahalan zecharim v'leina keveis, afkan zecharim v'leina keveis, that would be enough to tell us that the mother will not passel the child, not only that the bia won't passel, but it would also tell us that the child is nisachas after the father and not after the mother. So for that you would not need the pasuk of the mishpachaisim lebeis avaisim, that pasuk would be enough. Still, I have to bring this pasuk of the Mishpachaisim for a different reason. And that is because the din of Chalolos really has two aspects to it. It is different from the first Mahalach. The first Mahalach, we were discussing two possible ways how someone could become a Cholol. From the Bia Passeling or from being Nisiachas after someone who's a Cholol. In the second Mahalach, Rabbi Chaim discusses when one is a Cholol, there are really two dinim involved in this Psul Chalolos. Firstly, there's a din that the Kohuna is Nischaleles, someone who really is supposed to be a Kohen, but he gets a din of a Cholol. So he's nifsa from being a kain. He no longer has all the dinim of a kain. He's allowed to become tamei. The lashon of the Gemara Yevamistaf Ayin Daud on the base is that a chol is not considered mizari shal arein. The Rambam in Hilchos Truma Perek Vav Alachazayin he says hachol kizar lachol dover. A chol is considered like a zar, even if he comes from the family of kainim. But once he gets the din of a cholol, he's already like a zar. For that reason, he can't work in the Beis Hamikdash. He can't eat kachim. He can't be noisa kapayim. He's motivated to become tamei. That's because he no longer has a din of kahuna. However, Reb Chaim says there's an additional din, there's a psul called chalolos. And that psul chalolos does not necessarily have to be on someone who's a kayin. A woman who's nivla to a chol gets a din of a chalola, even though she's not a kahanis, her father is not a kayin. So this first din is not applicable to her. It's not a din that she loses her kahuna, rather it's a new din, a psul which is called chalolos. It could be both by a cholol, by a zachar, or by a nekev, by a chalola. If it's by a cholol, it passels him for marrying a kayin. And by a zachar who gets a shame cholol, it's Nagir that it will passel his wife, Bibi Yosei, and it will passel his children, his daughters also, for marrying a Kain. So again, there are two dinim in Chalolos. Firstly, that the Kedusha of the Kain was defiled, and secondly, that a Psul was Chal, a Psul which is called Chalolos. And Rechaim goes further and he says that in the case where there's a father who's a Cholol, so he lost his Kahuna, so a son who's born for him will also not be able to do a Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, not only because he has on him a Psul which is called a Cholol, rather even without that, the only way he can be considered a full Kain to do a Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is if he gets that kahuna from his father, and since his father is lacking in his kahuna, so the son will be lacking as well. Reb Chaim says that even according to the sheet of Reb Dostoy, as we see in our sugya, he holds that a cholol whose baal bas yisrael, the child, is considered a kosher and not a cholol, only if both parents are cholol, the din is according to Reb Dostoy, that the child gets the din chololos. If only one of the parents is a cholol, the child remains kosher. Still, Reb Chaim is mechadish that Reb Dostoy would be maskim that a son who's born from a father who's a cholol will not be able to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he will not be able to eat chuma or eat kachim, because he's lacking in his kahuna just like the father was. So even though the psul chalos does not go over to the next generation according to Reb Dostoy, unless both parents are chalalim, but still the children will also get a shame of mishpachas chalalim. The same way there are mishpachas of kahanim and levim and yisraelim, there are also mishpachas of chalalim, kahanim which were nischalalu, that goes over from father to child, they'll be considered a mishpacha of chalalim. Derech Agav just mentioned at this point our Sameach makes as well in Perek Yud Ches Hilchos Esur B'Halacha Aleph And he's medayik like this in Rashi in the sugya. When Rashi explains the sheet of Reb Dustoy and the Ibn Maschel Kashem, he says, Kashem Chibnei Yisrael Mikvah Tayr L'Chalolos, L'Hach Shas Bita Memena L'Kahuna, Kach Bnei Yisrael Mikvah Tayr L'Chalolim. This is the case of Reb Dustoy, where a chol marries a Bas Yisrael. Rashi says it will be a Mikvah Tayr L'Hach Shas Bita Memena L'Kahuna. Rashi talks about the Bas and not about the Ben. Now Samech is medayik from here, like this Yisrael of Reb Chaim, that there's two dinim in Chalolos, and as far as the Ben, to be Machshon to Kahuna, then it's not going to help over here. There's no way that he could get the Kahuna, since the father is a cholol. And the truth is, this is Mefurish and Taisus and Yevamastav, Peheim and Beis, Dibur Maschum Amzeres, he says like this as well, that the din of Reb Dustoy is only to be Machshur the Bas, to be Machshur the Kahuna, but the Banim will still not have a din of Kahanim Ksherim. If so, Reb Chaim explains, we can understand the Rambam, as you go over here in Dafayim Zayin is referring to the Psul Chalolos, the Audashim from the Pasuk Lo'ichal Zaroi, that both the sons and the daughters get a din of Chalolim, they get this Psul. However, only Zecharim pass it on to their children, the Kavis do not pass it on further, but this is only as far as the Psul Chalolos is concerned. However, as far as the other din, that if they were Kainim, and now their Mishpacha became Chalolim, they lost their Kahuna, so how does that go over to the next generation? This is where the Rambam brings the din of the Mishpachaisim Lebeis HaVeisam, just as far as determining whether the child is a Kain, or a Levi, or a Yisrael, so too as far as determining whether the child is a Chalol, this depends on the father, whatever the father is, the child is as well. This is the second halach of Reb Chaim to answer the Rambam. Now just to get back to the Pnei Yeshua, which we mentioned earlier on, Pnei Yeshua said, once we get to the Maskon of our Gemara, that we learn from Psukim, the Chol Shunosu Bas Yisrael B'Toy Psulo, Vashenkin Yisrael Shunosu Chalolo B'Toy Kshiro, narrowly this would be included in the Mishnah, on Daf Samach Vav HaMabeis, the Kolmokam Shiesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveiro, Havlad Heloch Achar HaZochor, according to Reb Chaim, these really are two different dinim. According to the first halach of Reb Chaim, the need in the Ersuga is whether the son is nifsal through the bia of the father. If the father is a chol, he will passel his child through the bia. If the mother is a chol, she will not passel the child through the bia. This is not related to the Mishnah on Samach Vav, which is discussing a different point, whether the psul chalos will go over from the parents of the child, not because of the bia which will passel, rather because of the yichus, that the parent was a chol, that will passel the child as well with this psul chalol. But that's not the discussion in Ersuga. Ersuga is talking about whether the bia of the father will passel the child. According to the second halach of Reb Chaim also, the Mishnah of Daf Samach Vav is not related to our sugya. Esrig is talking about the psul of chalolos, which as we explained, not the hafkah from the Shem Kahuna, rather there's another din that there's a psul called chalolos, which is shaykh even to bichal in Azar, and that's why Esrig is discussing how that psul chalolos gets passed down. The Mishnah of Daf Samach Vav is discussing a different thing about yichus ha-mishbachos, different categories of families, how we determine what the children are, whether they go after the father or after the mother, and that the Mishnah says the klal. This is true as far as Mishpachas Chalolim as well. That's also determined by the father and not the mother. Now before we move on, we'll mention an interesting chiddush from the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Zayin Sifkot and Yudches. He discusses the shaila, what is the din if there's a guy who's Bo'al Bas Yisrael, who's a Chalola, what is the status of their child? Does the child get a din of a Chalol or Chalola? So first he brings that anyways, there's a Machaikis Rishenim about every Akum V'Evra Bo'al Bas Yisrael. According to the Shitas HaVishayim, that the child is not a Mamzer and the child is a Yisrael Kosher and does not require Geiris. We spoke about this previously, whether the child is considered a Goy or a Yid. But if you hold like most Rishayim, the child has the status of a Yisrael, the Rishayim discuss what is the din, is the child Kosher, even the Kahuna. But Hakapan Minchas Chinuch says, even if you hold that the child in this case is Kosher, the Kahuna, but in the case where the mother is a Chalola, then the child will be Pasul, the Kahuna. Now, even though the din is, as we see in our Sugya, that if the father is a Kosher and the mother is a Chalola, the child does not get the din of the mother, rather the child is kosher. However, the Minchas Chinuch says the pshat is because the child is nisyaches after the father. That's why he would not get a din of a chalol or a chalola. He'll get the din of the father who's kosher. But in the case where there's a guy who's Baal Bas Yisrael, so according to the Shitas of Yishayim that the child is kosher and the child is a Yisrael, he does not require geiris. So according to the pshat is that we're being miyachasim after the mother, not after the father. Once we're being miyachasim after the mother and the mother is a chalola, according to the child will also get a din of a chalol or chalola. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch's understanding, the Ouch Agamar makes a joshua from a pasuk that the psul of the mother does not go over to the child. It's not the pshat that the Gzeiras Kosev is telling us that this psul of the mother who's a chalola is not shaykh to go over to the child. Rather, what we're learning from the pasuk is that if the father is a kosher and the mother is a chalola, then we'll biyachas the child after the father and we'll machshu him just like the father. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says in a case where clearly we'll be biyachas the child after the mother and not after the father, like in this case where the father is a goy, and we're giving this child a din of a Yisrael by being miyachasim after the mother. Therefore, in a case where the mother is a chalala, then a karach, the child, will also get that din of a chalol or a chalolo. But again, Lamaisa, this is a significant chiddush. One could have learned that since the whole din, that the child who's a chalol also passes his child, one needs to learn this from a Joshua, Makish, Zari, Loi, Mahu, Bitoi, Psulo, Af, Benoi, Bitoi, Psulo. Since that din only applies to a zachar, not to a nekeva, so l'chor, by a chalolo, her psul does not go over to her child, regardless of whether the child is nesachas after the father or not. But the Mechassin Echal not like this, the Mechassin Echal that the child can get the psul from the mother if he'll be nesachas after the mother. Now take a closer look, what exactly is this drasha of the Gemara? Nemer kanv l'yichal zari ba'amov, v'nemer l'alon l'yitam abal ba'amov, ma l'alon zuchorim v'lein akevois, afkan zuchorim v'lein akevois. Rashi explains, the drasha is, ma l'alon l'inyan tumo, ha zuchorim huzru olev v'lein akevois, t'ksiv b'nei arim v'lein b'nois arim, af b'psuli chalolos zuchorim nifsulu v'lein akevois. According to Rashi, the drasha of the Gemara is, the same way the Torah's warning not to become tamei, dafka the zuchorim and not the akevois, so too this pasuk v'yichal zari, the ones who are being nifsal are only the zecharim and not the keves. The Shash over here writes that the pirush of Rashi is dochuk, because according to Rashi we're comparing who the iser is on when we talk about the pasuk of leitama bal ba'amov, who the Torah is warning not to become tamei, to the other pasuk where it says v'leichal zarei. We're not talking about who's the one who's being mechalal, rather who's the one who's being mischalal. We're not talking about who's the one who's doing the avera, rather we're talking about who's the one who's become pasul from this avera. That only zecharim get this din and not the keves. This is not an equal comparison. So Shash writes that L'chor, you could have said a different pshat in the Gemara, and that is that B'hemshach the Gemara's mavur, they were comparing the son to the father, Maho bito psula af benoi bito psula. The Shash explains, what exactly is this drasha? Where do we see in the pasuk that we're comparing the son to the father? So he says, because since the lashon of the pasuk is v'lo yichal zaroy, and the Torah does not write v'lo yichal es zaroy, from this we understand that the Torah is really telling us two different things. In other words, that we can read this pasuk two ways. Firstly, v'lo yichal zaroy, that Amon and Kain Gadol, who are living together by Isser, will pass on their children. Their Zer will become Chalolim. But it could also be read, V'leichal Zeroi, that the Zerah should not be Mechalol. In other words, the word Yichal is going on the Zerah, as if it would have said, V'zari lo Yichalol. That's what we see in the pasuk that the Torah is being Makish, the father to the son. That's how we know that the son passes his children as well. And this is also Pshat, the Rishash says, in the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samach Tes, which we mentioned previously in the Shir, the Torah says, Makish Zari Loi, Mahu Poisel. Just like he passels his wife, he makes his wife into a chalolo, av zari nami paisel, the son also passels his wife. This is the pshat, because the words v'leichal zari could be read also on the son, that he should not be mechalol, so this is how we know the son is also mechalol his children and his wife. According to this pshat, the Rishash says, we understand very well the drasha of the Gemara from the pasuk lo yitam b'bal ba'amov to our pasuk of v'leichal zari, just like over there, it's a zecharim v'leina kevais, here also it's a zecharim v'leina kevais. The pshat of the drasha is, the Rishash says, we're referring to who the one the Torah is talking to, just like when the Torah says Le'itam Abal Ba'amov, the Torah is talking Dafka to Zecharim and not Nekevos. So too when it says V'leichal Zarei, which as Rishash explained, the Gemara means to Darshan that the Zera should not be Mechal their Zera, and that also we're saying that it's Dafka Zecharim V'leich Nekevos. So Nekevos, the Chalola, does not have a din that shall pass on her children. According to this, Rishash explains, the Gemara's next kasha is understood very well. The Gemara asks El Meyata Biti Shal Kain Gadol Tishri. Rishash explains, the Gemara means to ask like this. Since this pasuk could be understood in two ways, it could be understood as if it says v'leichal es zarei, that the kohen gadol should not be mechal his children, and it could also be read v'leichal zarei, that the zarei should not be mechal their children. So the same way we make a drasha of zecharim v'leina keves on the children being mechal their children, once we know already that the zarei in this pasuk is referring to dafka zecharim and not nekeves, and this should be megalot us as far as the other havana of the pasuk of v'leichal zarei, meaning v'leichal es zarei, that were referring to being mechal his children who are zecharim and not being mechal his children who are nekevos. This is the Gemara's kasha el meyata bitei shel kohen gadol tishtri. And this the Gemara answers that since it says zarei, which would include both zecharim and nekevos, so the pashas dekra we learn v'leichal es zarei, that his children both zecharim and nekevos will become pasul. The other reading of the pasuk v'leichal zarei, that we're comparing to the pasuk of leitam bal ba'amov, that is referring to only zecharim and not nekevos. Only zecharim have this din. That if they're chalom, they pass their children also, the kevus do not have this din, a chalol does not pass on her children. Now continue on, the Gemara at the bottom of the Omer brings a braiso, Tana Rabbanan almona, 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 inei chayiv ela achas. The Gemara explains, what does this mean? Ilei mashaba al almonas Ruvain, val almonas Shimon, val almonas Levi, amai inei chayiv ela achas, hare gufin mechlokin, hare shemus mechlokin. You definitely chayiv three times, because they're different gufim, and they're different shemus. In other words, almonas Ruvain is a different shame than almonas Shimon. The Torah of Rashi explains, therefore, even if it's one hasra, if he was mastering him one time and then afterwards he did three different beers,
He was born Almanas Ruvain and Almanas Shimon and Almanas Levi. Even though there was only one Asra, we could be Mechayev him three times Malkus. Only in the case where it's one Guf and one Shame, like the Gemara says Behemshech, that's where we need a separate Hasra in order to be Mechalik, to be Mechalik each Avera and to be Mechayev him a separate Malkus. Now the Tais Rosh asks Akasha, he says, if in this case we could be Mechayev him three times Malkus, even though there was one Hasra, the second B is not Teich Kedei Dibor from the Hasra. And we know that the Din is always that a person has to be over the Avera Teich Kedei Dibor in order to be Mechayev him Malkus. So the Tais Rosh has a Chiddush, which Tosfos says as well in Zvachim Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph and Makis Daf Chof Amud Beis, and that is in the case where Edom gave him Masra and Teich Kedei Dibor already was over the Avera, then if he's over the Avera a second time, it doesn't have to be Teich Kedei Dibor from the original Hasra. They explain because the whole reason why you need Teich Kedei Dibor is so that he should not be able to claim that I forgot the Hasra. In this case, where Teich Kedei Dibor, he already started being over the Avera and he continued afterwards being over the Avera a second time, he cannot claim that he forgot since he was being Osek in the Avera the whole time. Now that which the din is that by Nazar Shayashay Siyayin Kol Yom Kulu Ene Chayiv Ala Achas, only if it was Amr Lo Yaltishta Altishta, that's when we could Mechayiv him for each time. Over there also, the reason why he has to have a new Hasra between each Shtiyo is not because he could claim that he forgot. Like the Tosfos Rosh says, as long as he began the first Shtiyo Teich Kedei Dibor from the Hasra, and he wasn't Mafsik Ben Shtiyo L'Shtiyo, so he would not be able to say that he forgot the Hasra. That which you need a separate Hasra over here is, because here it's the same Avera. It's not a case of Gufim Mechalokin or Shemus Mechalokin. So Batsim, it would be considered a hemshech of the same Avera. You need the Hasra in order to divide and make it two separate Averis in order to be given Malkus on both Averis. In that case, where it's Shemus Mechalokin and Gufim Mechalokin, you don't need the Hasra to be Mechalik. Now, Toys over here at the top of the Amr Dibur Maslach, Gufim Mechalokin, he points out that even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Hare Gufim Mechalokin and Hare Shemus Mechalokin, the truth is you don't need both of these Svaras. If it would all be Gufim Mechalokin and not Shemus Mechalokin, also the din would be that he's Chai of three Malkus. For example, if Reuven had three wives, afterwards when Reuven dies, so all three of them are called Amonos Reuven, so you don't have Shemus Mechalokin, but since they're Gufim Mechalokin, he was boiled three separate women who have Mechayev three Malkus. I will just point out over here, Tosfos mentions a Raya, he says it's Pasha that you don't need Shemus Mechalokin when you have Gufim Mechalokin. He says, Sharei Ba Shloisha Noshim Nidois Behelim Achas, Chayev Kalachas Vachas Afbi Shehim Shem Echod, Kloima Shekulim Noshim Leish Echod. Tosfos brings a case where a person was boiled three different women who were all Nidois, even if it was only Helim Achas. Still, he's chayav three separate sets of Malkus since it's Gufa Mechalokin. And even though they're not Shemus Mechalokin, Taisa says, because they're all married to the same husband. This seems to be a Pella, and this Kasha is asked by Dayelus HaShachar, Reb Steinman Shlita, what difference does it make who they're married to? Since what we're talking about is the Isser of Nida, so even if they're married to three different men, still a guy with the Isser of Nida, what difference does it make who they're married to? Even if they're not married at all, the Isser of Nida applies. Now, this is what Taisa says, he brings a Raya, if you have Gufim Mechalokin, that's enough to be Mechayev separate Malkus, even if you don't have Shemus Mechalokin. The Behemshech L'maskana say Gemara, what does the Raisa mean? Almana, 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 ein echayev ela achas. It means Shebal, almanas Reuven, shahis almanas Shimon, shahis almanas Levi. The Kohen Gadol was boy on almana, who had been married to three different husbands. This is the chiddush of the Raisa, ma'u d'teima rei Shemus Mechalokin, kamash b'lan Gufim Mechalokin, b'inan v'leka. Even though there are Shemus Mechalokin, the Ramon is from different husbands, still though since they're not Gufim Mechalokin, he's only Chayiv one Malkus. And the Sefer Makhnov here, he asks an interesting Kasha, he says, even if the din would be that you are Chayiv separate Malkus for Shemus Mechalokin, still what is the time to say that the Kohen Gadol will be Chayiv three sets of Malkus over here? Since this Braisa holds, as we'll see Behemshech, the Gemara's Mavur, this Braisa holds ain't Isser Chal al Isser, only if it's Isser Moisef, one Isser could be Chal on the other Isser. If so, even if you could be Chayiv separate Malkus for Shemus Mechalokin, how could the Isser of Almanas Shimon be Chal after she was ready Almanas Reuven? And how could the Isser of Almanas Levi be Chal after she was ready Almanas Shimon? Why don't you have a problem of Ein Isser Chal al Isser? So even if you can be Mechayev for Shemus Mechalokin, you shouldn't be able to be Mechayev in more than one Malkus. So the Mak himself gives a few terutim to this Kasha. One terus he says is that if originally she was Almanas Reuven, afterwards she was married to Shimon, and Shimon had other wives besides this woman, then when Shimon dies, all of his wives now become usher to the Kohen Gadol. So the Isser of Almanas Shimon is Chal on all of them. This is called Isser Kailo. When there's Isser which is Chal not only on her but on other people as well, then even though she had a previous Isser because she was once Almanas Reuven, Almanas Shimon could be Chal on her as well. Another test that Hamakna writes is in a case where first she became Almanas Reuven, then Almanas Shimon, then Almanas Levi, and all this happened before he was Nismana to be a Kohen Gadol. Then when at the time he's Nismana and he becomes a Kohen Gadol, now he becomes Usser to all of them at the same time, so all three soon would be Chal B'Bas Achas. There would not be a problem of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. He does point out, however, that this second teretz will not work in the case of Grusha. The Braisa tells us that Grusha, Ein Echayiv Ela Achas, and the same way the Gemara explained in the first case of the Braisa, Almana means that she was Almanas Reuven, then Almanas Shimon, so too the second case of the Braisa would mean the same thing First she was Grushas Ruvain, then Grushas Shimon, then Grushas Levi. And the Chiddush of the Braisa would be Mahu Detema Harei Shemus Mechlokim Kamash Milan Gufa Mechlokim Be'inan Veleka. Here you don't have this Teretz, because the moment this woman became Grushas Ruvain, she became Osir to all Kehanim. Afterwards, when she becomes Grushas Shimon, we have the same problem. Ein Isser Chal Isser, how would that Isser be Chal? Again, even on the side that Shemus Mechlokim would be Mechayiv, one different Malkois, still, how would Grushas Shimon be Chal and Grushas Ruvain? Here you don't have this second Teretz. There is another Teretz, however, from Dar Sameach. In Perek Dat Hilchos Macholos Asuris Halacha Yedzayin, he says over there, he said that the whole din of Ein Isser Chal Isser is only when one Isser was Chal, and then afterwards the second Isser is trying to be Chal, so it cannot be Chal on the first Isser. However, if it's the same Isser again, that would be Chayach to be Chal, and that we don't say Ein Isser Chal Isser. Therefore, if there would be a din that you can Mechayiv twice for Shemus Mechlokim, even if it's not Gufa Mechlokim, we would have been able to Mechayiv this kind Gadol for Almanas Shimon, even though she was already previously Almanas Ruvain, it would be Shayach for the second Isser of Almanas Shimon to be Chal. Here it would not be a problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Now, continue on, the Gemara B'Hemshach explains the Seif of the Braisa, Almanu Grusha V'Chalol of Zaino, Zman Shem Keseder Chayiv, Al Kolachas V'Achas, what if it's Zinsa V'Nischallah, Niskarsha V'Nisarmallah, Ein Echayiv Ela Achas. Now, the Gemara explains that this Tana holds Ein Isser Chal Isser, however, when it's Isser Moisif, then Isser is Chal Isser. Therefore, if first she was an Almana, so she was only Usher to a Kain Gadol, afterwards, when she becomes a Grusha, she now becomes Usher to a Kain Hedit, so that's Isser Moisif. Then afterwards, when she's Nischallah, she becomes Usher Bachilas Trumos, that's also an Isser Moisif. Then finally, when she becomes a Zaino, the Gemara says, that's also called Isser Moisif, even though she really did not become Usher to anyone that she had previously been Mutter to. She was ready Usher to everyone, to a Kain Gadol and to a Kain Hedit, and she was also Usher Betruma when she became a Chalala. Still, the Gemara says it's called Isser Moisif, because Hayov Hashem's Nus Paisal be Yisrael. Rashi explains this means we find the concept of Znus by Yisrael. If a woman is Zinsa Tachas Baila, she becomes Usher to her husband. So even though in this case, practically, there's no new Isser being Chal when she becomes a Zaina, still the din is that it's called Isser Moisif and it can be Chal, and you'll get another Malkus for it. Now just take a look over here in the Tosfos Riyazakin, in the side of the page, he brings a Girsa that was Geris, Isser Moisif v'Isser Kailal Isli. Even though this Tana holds Ein Isser Chal Isser, but if it's an Isser Moisif or an Isser Kailal, then it can be Chal. He says, L'chor, you don't have to really be Geris Isser Kailal because that's not what's Nage over here in the Sugya. But the Maisan Taisir Yazakin does explain what exactly is Isser Moisif and what is Isser Kailal. This is an important Yisoid. First, he explains what Isser Moisif is, and he says that there are really two different cases of Isser Moisif. When there's a woman who is a Grusha and afterwards she becomes a Chalala, that's called Isser Moisif because this Isser asked her to more things than she had been Usher previously. Originally, she was only Usher to a Kain, now she also becomes Usher Ba'achilas Shuma. This is called Isser Moisif, and he adds, even if she's a Bas Yisrael, not a Bas Kayin, so the Isser Chalal is not being moist of anything on her. Either way, she wasn't allowed to eat Truma. Still, the Tosfos Riyazakin explains that it's called an Isser Moisif. So if she had been a Kehanis, she would now become Usher Ba'achilas Truma. That's enough to make it considered an Isser Moisif. And secondly, he says it's also Shaykh an Isser Moisif, where the item becomes Usher to more people than it was originally. That's really the case where she was first an Almana, and then afterwards she became a Grusha. When she was an Almana, she was only Usher to a Kain Gadol. Now she becomes Usher even to a Kain Hedyet. That's also called an Isser Moisif. And what's Isser Kail, the Tosfos Riyazakin explains, that's when this same Isser, which is Chal on this item, and also Chal on other items at the same time. In other words, even though one of the items had already been Usser beforehand, and there should have been a problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser, since the same Shem HaIsser is Chal at the same time in other things, therefore it could be Chal even on the item which had already been Usser previously. Example to this is like we mentioned before from the Sefer HaMakne, if there was one who was Usser to a Kohen Gadol because she was Almanas Ruvain, after she got married to Shimon, and Shimon had other wives, so when Shimon dies, this same Isser of Almanas Shimon is Chal and all of the wives together, that's called an Isser Kailal, and that could be Chal even if you hold Ein Isser Chal Isser. Akbam the Taisa Riyazakin says you don't have to be Geris in Er Gemara Isser Kailal because it's not really Negea, but Negea as Ta'ar Sigi is just Isser Moisif. Now, I should just point out that there is a Chiddush over here in the Klal of Isser Moisif. The Derechal Isser Moisif is the Pshat. The second Isser is more inclusive, like in this case where she was first an Amon and then afterwards she becomes a Grusha, so now she becomes Aser to all of Kehanim, so therefore, even as far as the Kain Gadol is concerned, who she had already been previously Aser, the second Isser can be Chal. However, in that case, the nidin is whether she's Usher to the Kohen Gadol Bebiya. She had already been Usher previously with one Shem Isser. Now that she becomes Usher Bebiya to other Kohanim as well, so the second Isser could be Chal in the Kohen Gadol, and now if he's Baal, her, he's over to Isurim. However, in this case, when she already was an Amona and a Grusha, and afterwards she became a Chalala, and the question is, does the Kohen Gadol become Usher to her, meaning an Isser Biya, with the Shem Chalala also? Here, that which was Maisif to her, this Isser Chalala, was for a different Maisa Bechlal. She became Usher to eat Truma. She didn't become Usher to be Nivellas to other people. So this is not the classic case of Isser Moisif. It's not that she became Usher to be Nivellas to other people. And that would be a reason that she should become usher to the Kohen Gadol as well with an additional Isser. Here she became usher with a different Maisa. This is a Chiddush. This is also called an Isser Maisif. Now, as far as that, which the Gemara explains how the Isser of Zayna is Chal, the Gemara explains even if she was already a Grusha and an Almono and a Chalola as well, when she becomes a Zayna, that's also Chal, Hoyel V'Shem Znus Paisal B'Yisrael. As we saw, Rashi explains, because it's Shaykh in a different case, that she could become usher to her husband if she was Mizaneh. Therefore, this is enough to be called an Isser Maisif. Now, a number of Achayim ask a kasha from this Gemara on the sheet of the Rambam in Perek Daud Hilchos Shkogos Halacha Gimel. The Rambam there discusses different arayas and how in certain cases it could be chal a second Isser of an Erva if it's an Isser Koilil or an Isser Moisif. For example, if there's a grandfather who was usher to his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter, and then his granddaughter went and married a son of the grandfather, in other words, her uncle, so she now becomes usher to the grandfather for a second reason because she's a daughter-in-law. This is the Isser of Kalosai. The Rambam explains this is an Isser Moisif because through this second marriage, when she married one of her uncles, she now becomes usher to the rest of them, the brothers of her new husband. Therefore, the Rambam says, since it's an Isser Moisif, so the second Isser could be Chal on the grandfather, Isser Kalosai could be Chal even though it was already Baz Bitai. However, the Rambam then continues to the next halacha and he says that whenever we talk about an Isser Moisif, it has to be that the people who she now becomes usher to, the additional people, they're Ba'ilam, the people who really exist. Otherwise, it's not enough if theoretically the second marriage will make her usher to additional people had they been here. It has to be that they're actually here. She's actually becoming usher to more people for it to be considered an Isser Moisif. Therefore, in this case, if there are no brothers to her husband, so she didn't become usher to more people, then she will not become usher to the grandfather with the Isser of Kalosai. This Rambam is saying clearly that in order for something to be considered an Isser Moisif, it's not enough if theoretically you'll become usher. It has to be practically that an Isser Moisif to other people. Now, the Shash over here, as well as in the Kaivitz Aris and Simon Lamed Beis, Sifkot and Gimel, they ask a Kasha on the Rambam from the Gemara over here, where the Gemara says that Shem's Nus Paisal B'Yisrael, that's enough to be considered an Isser Moisif, even though practically speaking, this Isser Zayna is not asking her to any other people. And the truth is, we could also ask this Kasha on the Tosfos B'Yazakin, which we mentioned before. He says, that which Chalol is considered an Isser Moisif is left off in a case where she was a Bas Kohen, even if she was a Bas Yisrael, still it's called an Isser Moisif, since had she been a Kohenah, she would now become Osir for Achilas Shuma. So even if she's not a Kohenah, she's a Yisraelis and she didn't eat Shuma anyhow, it would still be called an Isser Moisif. L'chair, this is a steer to the Rambam, which says it has to be an Isser Bepoyal. The truth is, this is not a Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam Kolon Agamar is talking about Dafka Bas Kohen, and this the Rishash speaks at as well. He says, according to the Rambam, you could say that the Gemara means Dafka by Bas Kohen and not by Bas Yisrael. However, from the case of Zayna, that is a Kasha on the Rambam. Why is it considered an Isser Moisif? So Bukhan the Kaivitz Aris gives a teretz and he explains that there are two types of Isser Moisif. There's one Isser Moisif where the second Isser is not any more chomer than the first Isser. This is like by the cases of Arayis, even if one Isser Erva is Chal, if afterwards there's a second Isser Erva which is Moisif, and asks her to more people, so it will be Chal again on the first person, not because it's more chomer, rather because it included more people. Practically the second Isser Erva which was Chal on her included more relatives than the first Erva. That's one type of Isser Moisif, and that's what the Ram holds. It has to be Lemaisa, that there are other people around in the world who become Usser. If it's only theoretically, it's not enough to be considered an Isser Moisif. However, there's a second type of Isser Moisif where Bukhan explains, and that is when the Isser Be'etzem is more Chomer than the first Isser. And that's why it includes more than the first Isser. This Isser Bukhan says is the case by Chalala and Zayna, even if she was already a Chalala, if afterwards she becomes a Zayna, it's considered an Isser Moisif, as the Gemara's Mavur, because the Isser Zayna is something which we find by Yisrael as well. So even though practically speaking there's no new Isser which is Chal on her when she becomes a Zayna, still since the Isser Zayna is an Isser Moisif, it could be Chal on more people, and the reason it could be Chal on more people is because it's a stronger Isser, so even if practically it's not Chal on more people, that's enough to be considered an Isser Moisif. And the same will be true by the Isser of Chalala. As we said, the Isser of Chalala will be Chal even though she was already an Amona and a Grusha, as the Gemara says, because her Asher is a Bechilas Truma, and as we explained, even if she's already a Bas Yisrael and she's not eating Truma anyhow, still this is considered an Isser Moisif. And even though it's not being Moisif anything practically, since the reason why it's Moisif is because it's more Chomer. In other words, the reason why an Amon and a Grusha can still eat Chuma, Mashenkin and Chalal cannot eat Chuma, is because Chalal is an Isser which is more Chomer. So when there's an Isser Moisif which is Moisif more Isser because of its Chomer, then it doesn't have to be that practically it's answering more. It's enough if theoretically it can be Moisif more. So this will be attached to the Kasha of the Choinim on the Rambam. This would also answer why by Chalal it's considered an Isser Moisif, even if the case is that it's a Bas Yisrael who's anyways not eating Chuma. Now we'll discuss one final point. The Gemara over here brings a Braisa. The Sheet of Reb Shimon is Ha'oichon Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Potter. The Sheet of Reb Shimon is that even an Isser Chomer cannot be Chal on an Isser Kal. And therefore, even though the Isser of Nevela is only a Lav, and the Isser of Achil on Yom Kippur is Kareis, the Isser of Yom Kippur cannot be Chal since the Isser of Nevela was Chal first. The Rashi over here explains in Dibur Maschal Potter Mi Kareis that if it was Nisnavlo Me'er of Yom Kippurim, The animal died before Yom Kippur, so when Yom Kippur is Chal, then the Isser Kares cannot be Chal, already was Osir beforehand with an Isser of Nevela. Then Rashi continues and he says, V'imnis Navla B'Yom HaKippurim, what happens if the animal dies on Yom Kippur? Then the Isser Yom HaKippurim was Chal before the animal became a Nevela. And this Rashi answers, Afilu Hachi, Asura Ha'isa Olav Mi'be'erev Mishum Eiver Minachai. It was Osir to him before Yom Kippur with an Isser of Eiver Minachai. Now there's a great discussion in the Rishonim about this point that Rashi makes. What would Rav Shimon hold in a case when it was Nisnavla on Yom Kippur? So the Rishonim ask a kasha on Rashi, the Ramban, the Ritvan, Ersugyo, as well as Tosfos and Chulin Ayin Zayin and Psachim Lamed Vov. They ask on Rashi, Eichnam was also before with an Isser of Eivim Menachai, but now on Yom Kippur when the animal dies, so the Isser of Eivim Menachai is Poka. So up until this point, the Isser of Yom Kippur was Nachal on this animal, because the Isser of Eivim Menachai was Chal on it. However, once the Isser of Eivim Menachai is Poka, so now simultaneously both Yisurim should be Chal. Because as we know, even though ain Isser Chal Isser, but if there are two Yisurim which are coming to be Chal Bebas Achas, then it is that they both are Chal. So in this case, when it's Nisnavla on Yom Kippur, we should have both Yisurim, the Isser of Yom Kippur and the Isser of Nevela. Because of this Kasha, Tosfos in a number of places says that you said that an animal when it's alive has an Isser of Ein Zavuach. Meaning besides for the Isser Eivim Rechai that an animal has when it's alive, but there's also another Isser that it's Usur to eat it because it has not been Shechted. Tosfos says this is an Isser essay, it's learned from the Pasuk which says, V'zavachta ve'achalta, if you want to eat an animal, you have to first shecht it. So before it was shechted, it has an Isser essay of Ein Zavuach, and that Isser essay came before Yom Kippurim. For that reason, when Yom Kippur starts, it's not shaykh for the Isser of Yom Kippurim to be chal on this Isser of Ein Zavuach. And even if it dies on Yom Kippur, the Isser of Eivim Menachai is poka, but the Isser of Ein Zavuach still remains. As long as the animal wasn't shechted, it maintains this Isser, whether it's alive or whether it's dead, it has this Isser of Ein Zavuach. Therefore, the Isser of Yom Kippurim cannot be Chal. We'll just mention an interesting point in the Chidush Yad Rama over here. He asks Akash on this sheet of Tosfos, if so, how is it Shaykh ever for the Isser Nevela to be Chal if the animal always had a previous Isser of Ein Zavuach? The way Tosfos says that Ein Zavuach comes while it's alive and that Isser remains once it's dead, so how is it Shaykh ever for the Isser Nevela to be Chal? And Yad Rama says, you have to say that Bahachi Chayv Rachman, it's Gzir Sakosov, here we don't follow the regular rules of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Here the Torah tells us that Isser of Nevela is Chal even on top of the Isser of Ein Zavuach. Now there is a third Shita to explain what is the Shita of Rav Shimon in this case. Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Chav Daled brings the Shita of the Ritzba who says that Inechanami, the whole din of Rav Shimon is talking about in the case where it died before Yom Kippurim. That's why Rav Shimon says that it's not shaykh for the Isser of Yom Kippurim to be Chal because it already was Chal in an Isser of Nevela. But Inechanami, Rav Shimon will be masking that if it dies on Yom Kippur, then the Isser of Menachai is Paka and then it will be shaykh for both Yisurim to be Chal at the same time, the Isser of Nevela and the Isser of Yom Kippur. We'll just mention one more Mahalach, which the Ramban brings B'Shem the Ravid, and the Ritva quotes this B'Shem Yishma Farshim as well. And that is that even if the animal dies on Yom Kippur, so Betzim both Yisurim should be Chal at the same time, Nevela and Isser Yom Kippur, still the Ravid says that only the Isser of Nevela is Chal, not the Isser of Yom Kippur. And the reason is because the Shir of Isser Achil of Nevela is a Kezayis, Mashenkin the Shir Isser of Yom Kippur is a Kezayis, and a person first eats a Kezayis before he gets to a Kezayis. For that reason, the person would only be over the Isser of Nevela and not the Isser of Achil on Yom Kippur. And both are Ramban and the Ritva, they argue on this, they're Deicha Lispshat, and they say, what difference does it make which Isser Lamaisa person is over when he begins eating? The discussion of Isser Chal Isser is when the Isurim are Chal, not when Lamaisa person is over when he does Lamaisa Aveira. Therefore, it would make no difference that first he eats a Kezayis before he eats a Koseves. The question is, which Isser is Chal first? And Lachar, in this case, they're both Chal at the same time. This sheet of the Ravid seems to be difficult to understand. And one can take a look in the Ramban and the Ritva, they also bring a second Mahalach B'Shem the Ravid, and they argue in that Mahalach as well. So just to summarize, Rashi and Yarsug is Mavur that there makes no difference whether the animal died before Yom Kippur or on Yom Kippur. Either way, the din according to Rav Shimon is that you're over on the Isser of Nevela, not on the Isser of Yom Kippur. The Hesber that Rashi gives is that even if it dies on Yom Kippur, it was also beforehand with the Isser of Eivim Menachai. As we saw the Rishonim ask Akash on this, that when the Eivim Menachai is Paka, then both Yisurim should be Chal. Then we have the Shita of Tosfos that there's a new Isser called Ein Zavuach, and that Isser is throughout whether the animal is alive or dead, and that prevents the Isser of Yom Kippur from being Chal. And the third Mahalach we saw of the Ritzba, he holds that in a Chanami, Rav Shimon was talking about Dafka if the animal died before Yom Kippur, not if the animal died on Yom Kippur.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.